Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You.
Hello.
I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. Excuse me for that. I kind of lost it.
Still going at it here, John.
Exactly. Food has me thrown. Yeah.
Because you were too excited about our next guest.
Tour knows that. The food got me thrown.
He's very excited around me.
We just spoke with Nicole Borokoff, who is with the Cornell University Cooperative in Nassau County, that extension. And it's amazing. The information that it's out here for people. You just have to care a little bit, do a little bit of investigation, and
have some curiosity.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. There you go.
Perfect. Have some curiosity, and that seemed to strike a chord with Lynn. And Lynn, who was on the program maybe 2 months ago.
I think so, yeah.
Is a food and travel writer, Lynn Dobrin, and a food and travel writer, and... Actually, I've seen Lynn since then also with stuff, but the point is, when she was on that day, that whenever that was, it was such an interesting day because you were sharing different things from around the world,
mm-hmm.
and Lynn was a woman who didn't like traveling. I don't know, were you here, Otto?
No.
No, okay. He wasn't.
Lynn didn't like traveling.
Hated it.
And then she became a travel connoisseur. I mean, she
I read a lot about you since preparing for this.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh, okay. I'm in trouble.
Otto does his homework.
So take that spotlight and...
I better sit up straight.
What we want to do is obviously talk food, continue the conversation,
sure.
Do some recipes, and do some stuff from around the world.
Sure.
Concepts from around the world with your spin on it.
Perfect. Enjoy it.
And I want to thank you in advance for coming. This was, you know, I know everybody has busy schedules.
I'm not busy right now.
You're supposed to say you are.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so busy. I had to tear myself away from Candy Crush.
Okay, fine.
I got a basic one. You said you didn't like to travel, yet I read that you were in the Peace Corps in Kenya.
Right.
In 1965 to 67. That required some travel.
Well, I got over the travel. Well, I never got over disliking the act of travel.
The process is worse now than ever.
I know. Yeah. It's really
bad.
I remember when we first traveled, I said, oh, this is really nice. We comfortable seats. I remember going on a plane where we were sitting across from other people with a lot of leg room. Actually, back then, we used to dress up to go travel. Do you remember mm-hmm. that, Otto?
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
And I said, oh, this isn't so bad. It's going to get better. No.
Well, it was sort of glamorous back when to travel. You know, the stewardesses were all decked out and, you know.
I actually met the man and wrote about him who invented the fabric, the stretch fabric for the jet airplanes when they first came out. Jack Larson, he's from Long Island. He's a
And then
a
he
weaver.
Went on to stretch pants on Long Island. So
oh, my gosh.
Plenty of money.
Yeah. No, Jack is an artist, and this is something he invented and did very well for himself. So I got over it.
Well, one of the things I read about you, which sort of ties in with me, is that you grew up in a house where food mattered.
Oh, yeah.
And I also grew up in a house where food mattered. My parents were both from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They came over in the late 20s of, not this 20s, but, you know,
no,
1920s.
We haven't hit the 20s
we didn't
yet.
Get there
no,
yet.
No, we're getting there soon.
And, you know, we had a lot of ethnic foods, and my mother was a cook and a German delicatessen, if mm-hmm. you will, and she was a master cook. I mean, she could cook for 30, 40 people in the house, and it would be unbelievable. We used to have a dinner called kale, which is the hot item nowadays,
right.
A health food. And back then, it was a meal that came with tenderloin and bacon fat and all kinds of stuff that probably is not good for you that we, in the earlier segment, would have said, don't eat that.
We always have to say it's not good for you. Let's not say that today.
Well, it was good for you. But the point I'm getting at is that you grew up in that kind of atmosphere. And I remember reading a little bit about Hungarian goulash.
Well, not Hungarian, no.
Oh, okay.
No. My maternal...
It was just goulash then.
No, it wasn't Hungarian. That's the part.
Yeah.
My maternal grandmother was from Yugoslavia.
Ah.
And she cooked Mediterranean.
Oh.
Delicious. She made a salad with tomato, onion, cucumber, and pepper. And I used to drink the dressing afterward. It was so delicious. She made strudel. She was fantastic. I remember, I don't think I told this story last time. I wanted Nona to teach me how to make strudel.
Okay.
She said, you don't get up early enough in the morning to make strudel. And she was right. I didn't. But she used to take the dough, and I did see her do it. And she would just stretch it, keep stretching it and stretching it until it completely covered the thin strudel dough, covered the table. And then she would put in that mixture of apples and raisins and walnuts and cinnamon and sugar. And it was ambrosia. I remember at a family party, she had made the strudel. And I put a little sign in it when I was a kid that said poison.
Oh.
And my cousin said, oh, I love poison. And he took a piece.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other grandmother was from Russia. So she made typical Jewish, what people think of as Jewish food.
Mm-hmm.
And my major regret in life is that I never tasted her chicken soup. She used to say, my name is Marilyn, so she used to say, Madeline, taste the soup. It's so geschmack, it's so delicious. And she'd put it up to her mouth with the spoon. She'd go like this, I don't want it. And I didn't want it.
Were you a picky eater as a child?
Was I a picky eater?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Give me my lamb chops. She used to make me lamb chops and French fries and canned peas.
Okay.
That was my favorite meal. And the French
fries. Lamb chops?
Lamb chops.
Yeah.
French fries.
No, French fries. Okay. Oh, okay.
What?
No, you threw me off there. I'm saying, oh, what a combination. And now
French fries.
I know. Like,
you know, yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about latkes. You want to talk about latkes?
Mm, go ahead.
Do you like latkes?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't remember that I've had them.
That's latkes versus potato pancakes.
Potato pancakes.
Oh, okay, yes.
There is a difference.
Yeah. I've had both, then, now that you think about it.
Okay. How about latkes? Do you love latkes?
Yeah.
Okay. Passover latkes. Okay. Latkes are...
You don't have any with you.
No. I'm whetting your appetite. I'm so sorry. I am. Forgive me. Next time.
Okay.
Well, latkes are a traditional Hanukkah gift.
Yeah, I now retract what I said. I have
okay.
had...
Okay. I said, how could this man have lived on Earth for as long as he lived on Earth and not have latkes?
Right. No, I have had them.
Okay. And latkes, you take raw... Now, there are a couple of big decisions to be made when you're making latkes. The kind of potatoes. Russets are the best. You don't want potatoes that have too much liquid in them. You're writing that down. Good. I don't peel my potatoes. I just wash them thoroughly. What's the matter, John? What, you think you're going to die from potato peel?
Baked potatoes.
I don't know if we're going in a good direction here.
Do you eat baked potatoes?
No. Yeah, the best part of the baked potato is the skin.
Okay.
John.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
You don't know that, John.
I'm not talking about eating mice, okay? I'm talking about eating potato peels. Good grief. Well, I got to take you under my wing. I actually once taught a woman how to pee in the...
Had a what?
Had a pee.
Pee, I thought you said pee.
Yeah, out
that's
in nature.
What I thought too, yeah.
Out in nature.
Prior to that, she didn't know how.
She couldn't. She was in her 70s.
Yeah.
We were out on safari. Okay.
Is this something you're going to show us or no? This is just
no, I'm just telling you. So okay, that, okay. You know that I
come
am
on, a, everybody squat.
I'm a skilled teacher. No, actually, I'm not.
It is a problem when you're out in the woods somewhere.
We were on a riverbank watching hippos. There was no place to go, and she was in her late 70s,
okay. And
she had never peed outside, so I helped her. Never mind. We don't need any more.
See, that I've done.
Back to latkes.
Oh, the russet potatoes.
Okay. Now.
You're the best.
How do you grate the potatoes? What? Now, do you know that? Remember those little metal graters?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. They have different sides. They have four different ways.
Yep.
Okay.
That I do know.
Now, there is the grate that you can get it, like, mushy. It's like...
Okay, yep.
You got
and
that?
The water goes
and
into
then
it.
There's the grate that's like shredded.
Mm-hmm.
I've almost had fist fights about the right way to do this with people. You know, I have my mother. Pardon?
Your hands are up too. You're really
tight. My mother-in-law, who could cook almost nothing, made the best potato latkes you ever want to eat, and she did it with the grated, where it was the mushy stuff, and they were fabulous. Other people, and now I do that too, make it where it's shredded. So that's a decision. You know, are you going to add flour or are you going to add matzo meal?
Okay.
That's another. Now, after they're made, and don't worry about the oil. I use olive oil because that's what I have in the house. After they're made, are you going to have applesauce or are you going to have sour cream? Now, sour cream on latkes is really, really good. If you haven't had that, give it a try.
You could have the option.
You could have both. But I'm talking about your own personal decision. You know, these are big decisions in life.
I know.
Do you ever eat Necco wafers?
Who?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did, yes. No,
oh,
I did.
I'm starting to worry about
no,
you.
No, I did.
Okay, you remember any of people?
You know, this
people?
Is a slow show. These are older people you're dealing with. That takes
I'm
us
an
a long
old
time.
That's how she got the woman to pee by the water. She gave us some Necco wafers. There
I'm
you
still,
go, baby.
I'm
here's
still trying
Necco.
To handle
you'd
that
be good
problem
girl.
With her out in the woods. I can't do two things at once. We talk about ways.
Especially making latkes and peeing. They don't go
in the woods.
In the woods. In the woods. Where was I going with this?
I have no idea. Out of inquiring minds want to know. Oh,
I was going to tell you something so interesting and so fascinating. But now.
Sour cream.
In a typical
you're right. Sour cream.
The wafers.
Wafers.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
thank
we were going to talk about wafers. We'll help you along.
Enough of the. And we have a young person over here.
Yeah, we've got young people to help. Three of them.
Okay. The Necco wafers, do you know what they are, people?
Yes.
You can find them in a candy store, maybe. Are mm-hmm. they still candy stores? And they are these little wafers with different flavors. And which ones did you like best? Do you remember?
The vanilla.
Oh, my God. I don't know you. Not the chocolate?
No, I like vanilla.
The chocolate back here. Okay. And the
I like chocolate fudge. Like.
Yeah, those look good. Who yeah. made those, by the way?
Little Debbie.
We're going to have her next week.
Christina's friend, Little Debbie.
Little Debbie?
Yeah, her friend.
Aw, is she really little?
Yeah. Except she has a big factory.
Oh. Oh, that Little Debbie.
Ah, now we're even. Now we're even.
I remember the old stuff.
Now we're even.
We're not even. I'll get back. I'll get you in a minute.
We have to go to our respective corners right now. We're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.